we need to see each other and accept each other for our gifts without comparison and judgment and shame for what they are, for who we are as beings. I'm going to be super vulnerable this evening and share that I'm actually a really soft-hearted person. I will cry on a dime, but I hide it very well because I wasn't allowed to. My world didn't allow me to be soft, to be vulnerable, to be connective, to be deep. My family does not talk about anything other than maybe sports or things of the world, but nothing interpersonal at all. How are you feeling? Oh, good. Yeah, these jeans work good. These are my new jeans. You like my new jeans? I'm like, no. How are you feeling? How are you? Let's look into each other's eyes. That's too sensitive. That's too deep. That's too much, you know? And I understand. I can go back to my genealogy. There's a lot around it. And so in Courtney, I see myself. In her strength. In her strength in her unique way. And allows me to be me. That my world didn't really allow me to be. I had a hard time for many years sharing my vulnerability. I would be embarrassed if I started crying like this. But I'm no longer embarrassed because of people like Courtney that have showed me how to be. That it's okay. And Jane, it's okay. We're human. I don't have to be strong in the way that I was told to be strong. Be the way I was told to be. Period. Be. I can be soft. I can love and be loved. So often we compare. Linda Jo, we did a service here one night, and I don't know who was focusing, I can't remember, but we had to stand in the middle, and five people had to give us a word, describing the person. And I got strength and warrior and da-da-da, all that kind of stuff, which is really great. And then Linda Jo got heart and love and that, and it was really great too. And I was like, I'm those things too. I'm heart, I'm love. My strength is all from my heart, and my strength is all from my love, who I am. And then later on, Linda Jo told me, I wish I had the words that you got. I want to be strong like you. And I want to be, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, look at this, you know what I mean? She is strong. She's been through some stuff, right? And we all have been through some stuff. We all have a story of things that we've had to overcome strength. Things that we had to face and stay true to ourselves at the same time, learn from. That takes strength. That's all strength. And it's all love, and it's all heart at the same time. It hurts me when it becomes a comparison of battle. And we battle for what other people are getting. You know? I used to be envious of my cousin Courtney because she would get my grandmother's really sweet side. And then later on, my cousin told me, I was so envious of you that you and grandma would always play cards. I was like, what is this? You know, we get so closed into our little worlds that we forget to really see each other. It's not that my grandmother didn't love me. Is if she knew that Courtney was different than me and needed something different. And I still remember that day. Man, I was like, whoa. It healed so much between my cousin and I. We grew up kind of like sisters. I was back and forth between Vegas and Hawaii. But I would always think that she was a spoiled little brat. And I just realized that, you know, she has a different journey than I. Different way of being than I. There's no battle. There's no battle. through her relationship with my grandmother, I got to see my grandmother in a different way. I got to experience her in a way that was unique to my cousin. It doesn't mean that I wasn't experiencing it. I still did, but my mind went to, ooh, jealousy, I want that. No, I was right there with them, right there. And my cousin was right there with us playing cards. She was just too young to get it, you know. But she wished for that bond, that connection, that interaction between, that it distracted each of us from what was truly happening. What was truly happening right here and now? So yes, my invitation tonight is to see and be seen, to see without judgment, to see with new eyes, because you're seeing it. You're experiencing it, whether it's directly involving you or not, whether the world accepts it or not. You are, it is, all real. It's all true. So, thank you. Root.